Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. A warm morning across Israel today. In Tel Aviv, expect sunny skies, while Jerusalem will enjoy a mild start. Haifa sees a slight breeze, and down south in Eilut, temperatures are rising steadily. Here are today's headlines. First, just in from I-24 News, former President Donald Trump has vowed to destroy Karg Island as tensions between the U.S. and Iran escalate following a preemptive strike targeting Iranian units. Also, Israel Hayom reports from earlier today that U.S. forces struck missile launchers on Keshmi Island, which were armed with sea mines aimed at the Strait of Hormuz. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes explosions were heard near Aqaba, Jordan, after Iranian missile launches, which sparked concerns near a U.S. base. Separately, Times of Israel highlights that the Iranian Revolutionary Guards report casualties after U.S. strikes, marking a significant escalation in regional tensions. And finally, Australian Jewish News brings us an uplifting story of resilience. Daniela Gilboa's spirit shines despite challenges, lighting up even the darkest days. Here's what people are saying online. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, remarked earlier today that Iran views U.S. sanctions as violations of international law. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, noted that Hakeem Jeffries condemned antisemitism in a recent CNN appearance, calling out Hassan Piker by name. Gideon Sa'ar, a prominent Israeli politician, announced earlier that Dutch representatives would be expelled following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the tense developments in the Persian Gulf. According to I-24 News, the U.S. military took action against Iranian forces they believed were preparing to disrupt commercial shipping lanes. This is part of an ongoing conflict in the region, with the potential to impact global oil markets. Turning to the strikes on Keshem Island, Israel Hayom reports that U.S. forces specifically targeted launchers set to fire sea mines. These mines could have severely impacted shipping through the critical Strait of Hormuz. The move signals a strong U.S. stance on maintaining open sea lanes. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports that explosions in Jordan might signal an escalation in Iranian retaliatory measures. The proximity of this incident to a U.S. base has raised alarms about potential threats to American personnel and regional stability. On a related note, Times of Israel outlines the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's response to these strikes, highlighting casualties among their ranks. This could lead to further retaliatory actions by Iran, increasing regional tensions. And finally, turning to a story of hope, Australian Jewish News shares the inspiring journey of Daniela Gilboa. Her resilience amidst adversity shows how individual courage can inspire and uplift communities even in the toughest times. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that former Bank Leumi CEO Rakefet Rusak Aminoach has joined the board of cybersecurity firm Rubrik, bringing her expertise to a growing tech sector. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights partner communications milestone of over 1 million subscribers to its fifth-generation services, reflecting strong growth in the telecom sector. And finally, Globes notes United Airlines will resume its San Francisco to Tel Aviv route, providing ample business class seating and strengthening travel ties between the U.S. and Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 8 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.